News Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you gotta be careful or you're gonna pay too much. There's interest rates you gotta
I know!
Man, y'all need to chill out. We got the dogs barking and everything.
Well, he needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. How are you? Winter storm moving our way. Looks like it's going to start arriving about noon. Probably going to be a mess. Snow, sleet, freezing rain, the whole business. At some point during the afternoon into the early evening hours, probably shutting off by 8 o'clock, maybe a little before that. So what does that look like for girls basketball? Well, right now, tip time is still 6 o'clock for the sectional championship, and we will wait to see what happens. Scores from last night's girls games, of course, at Warsaw, Northridge beat Goshen 63-21, and Warsaw beat Elkhart 67-36 for their 22nd win of the season. Warsaw and Northridge, who have combined for a record of 43-5, will meet tonight, again, we expect, at 6 o'clock for a sectional championship. Other sectional matchups tonight, Lake Central and Hammond Central will play at Crown Point. At Chesterton, it's Chesterton and Valparaiso, two teams that Warsaw knows well, played them both and beat them both during the regular season. South Bend Riley and South Bend Washington will play for the championship at LaPorte. At Fort Wayne Northrop, it's Northrop and Snyder in the title game. At Homestead, Huntington North and Homestead, again, two teams that Warsaw played during the regular season, will meet tonight at Homestead for the championship. At West Lafayette Harrison in the North, it's 18-6 Lafayette Jeff and 22-3 McCutcheon in the championship game there. And at Noblesville, Noblesville got knocked out. Westfield beat them 61-52. Hamilton Southeastern and Westfield will play for the title at Noblesville tonight. Other games last night, winners at St. Joe were Glenn and Culver Academy. At Fairfield, Fairfield beat Tippecanoe Valley 60-51, and Columbia City beat Wawasee 49-23. At Twin Lakes, our good friend Ray Davis, trying to coach his team to a sectional championship. Maconaqua at 15-8 beat Western last night 55-40. They will play Peru for a third time this season tonight at 7:30 at Twin Lakes. At Knox, Bremen and Knox advance after Bremen made their long, unexpected run last year to the semi-state. They are back in the sectional championship, and they won 22 games. At Central Noble, Cherubusco beat Prairie Heights 47-25. They'll play Eastside, who's 24-1, in the championship tonight at Central Noble. At Bluffton, Whitco beat South Adams 78-23, and Bluffton beat Lures 57-47, 19-4 Whitco against 22-2 Bluffton for the championship on the Tigers' home court. At Cass and Oak Hill advance. Cass beat Manchester 37-26. Oak Hill beat Rochester 39-21. At Oregon Davis, Elkhart Christian knocks out Triton 51-33. North Judson beat Culver 29-21. So Elkhart Christian and North Judson, who are a combined 39-9, will play in the championship there. And at Bethany Christian, Fremont beat Bethany 43-29. Blackhawk beat Hamilton 67-22. So Fremont and Blackhawk will play for the championship up in Goshen. Again, at the Tiger Den last night, Northridge beat Goshen 63-21. Warsaw beat Elkhart 67-36. Championship game is tonight. We'll talk to Lenny Krebs about last night's game and get a preview of tonight's game Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House, 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, February 14th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at splendorboatswarsaw.com. Their Indoor Boat Show and Open House, Friday, February 14th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Your local auto owner's insurance agency is the W.R. Hall Insurance Group. Hi, this is Mike Hall. My family's 100 plus years in business are more than just a milestone. We've been building trust for over a century by serving the needs of local clients to the best of our abilities. We offer the best quality service that comes with the experience and industry insight by providing home, auto, business, farm, and life insurance. Let us at W.R. Hall Insurance Group find out if auto owner's insurance makes sense for you. Simple. Human sense.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, car stalls won't start, oh what you gonna do, oh what you gonna do, call them boys in blue, wreck in any state and need the best rates, take the next step, call Wrecker Dinep, go with the guys who got the best tools, if you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you, bad wreck, oh what you gonna do, call Wrecker Dinep to come get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Wrecker Dinep.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Cripps.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great win last night.
It was a good win. Always nervous when you have 8 days off and you don't know how you're going to respond.
Well, and that nervousness certainly didn't go away after the first 8 minutes when Elkhart felt like they had... We don't talk about time of possession of basketball, but it felt like they had the ball for about 6 minutes of the 8 minutes of the first quarter, and you're down by one at the period. What did you say to your girls after the end of the first quarter?
You know, we honestly were just stay the course. We knew we were going to start making some changes. We knew, once again, looking at numbers and stats that we had seen the second quarter, their numbers go down because of a fatigue factor, and you know, we just went out. We extended our 1-3-1 a little bit more to pick up the pressure so they couldn't ping that ball around. Went some more man-to-man, just started mixing things up. Fortunately for us, we hit a couple shots. And we knew once we got in front by 6 or 8 points that we were going to have to kind of change what they were doing. But honestly, after knowing we hadn't played for 8 days and Elkhart had played Tuesday, to be 10-9 at the end of one, we were just stay the course. We've got 24 more minutes. And I felt like the girls did a good job of that.
The reason they were controlling the ball is because they did something that we had not seen them do all season, and that is, against your pressure and trapping, they took their tallest player, Shania Stout, out and basically plopped her right in the middle of the center circle, and everything operated from there. You could not trap her. Talk about that strategy, and then eventually you dropped out of your pressure and went back to straight man-to-man.
You know, they, if you go back and watch film, they had three people across half court. They had both top corners in the middle field, and then they had a high wing on the left side and then a corner on the left side. So part of what we did was we started talking to our wing that was on the right side of the floor and getting them to start shooting that gap because there was nobody behind them. It just took us a little bit to make that adjustment. We went some man-to-man, and then we went back to a 1-3-1. When we did go 1-3-1, like I said, we extended it more three-quarter court where they had to start absorbing our pressure sooner. We knew that they were going to try to ping it around. You and I talked about that before the game, and we knew that they were going to be content to play a 35-30 game if they could ping that thing around. So we went some man-to-man. We started putting pressure on them. And then when you go back and watch that film, when we did go back to our 1-3-1. It was a much more aggressive, and they were starting to throw the ball out of bounds. We started making them throw longer passes, and that's what we needed, a good adjustment by Coach Spike and the girls.
I told you that I was hoping that you guys could put up a 20-point quarter in the first quarter because I thought that maybe you could defeat Elkhart's spirit a little bit. It took to the second quarter, but that second quarter looked like your girls have looked so many times this season. 21-6, three-pointers, transition, moving the ball up the floor, getting shots in transition, getting layups. They just looked really sharp.
You know, anytime you have 8 days off, once again, there's going to be some rust, especially in a situation like this. The girls, they were nervous. They were playing sectional on their home floor. You know, I'm talking to them before the Northridge game even starts, and I can see, you know, in Brooke Zartman's eyes, she's just nervous as heck. And I ask her, I'm like, hey, are you nervous? Are you all right? She's like, I always get nervous, Coach. You know, but I think it was a new level, you know, and it just took a little while to settle in. And then you go back to that 10-9 quarter. We hit a couple shots, got some fouls called on those possessions. Were they fouls? That's up for interpretation. But, you know, we got a foul called on a moving screen. We hit a three. There were some things that happened that, you know, and that's basketball. You know, sometimes you get those calls, sometimes you don't get those calls. But regardless, we felt like we had a good first quarter and staying 10-9. I'm like you. I would have much rather went out and put up a 21-8, 21-12 quarter and broke them early. But I also think it was good for our kids to experience that first quarter in a sectional atmosphere that they had to fight and absorb some of that pressure, because I think that's going to be important for tonight.
49 points in the middle two quarters of a sectional game. That is a spectacular total. And if you can do that every game the rest of the way, you're going to win a state championship. Obviously, I'm joking a little bit, but your girls really simplified the game back to what they knew and were able to get people in the right places. Girls started making shots. And that last stretch of the second quarter, maybe the last 2 or 3 minutes, and then the whole third quarter, where it felt like the basket at your end was the size of a swimming pool and the girls could just throw it in from just about anywhere, that was really fun to watch.
No, offensively, I feel like we're skilled enough that we just move pieces around. We don't always have to add new stuff. We just need to move people around within the context of what we do to find those openings. A perfect example, they were sagging off Braylee Chastain and not coming out to defend her. We swap Petey for Braylee Chastain, which is now going to make them think we're not guarding Abby Peterson. Well, if you don't guard Abby Peterson from three, you're going to pay a price at some point. So, you know, we ran Abby Peterson to the baseline with Brooke Winchester inside, made them make a decision on what they were going to do in that situation. Those are the types of things that these girls are really good at, because, like I said, they're skilled enough offensively that if we can just put them in position to use their skills, a lot of good is going to happen.
Can you talk about Braylee Chastain for just a little bit? Because this is a kid who you gave a specific assignment at the beginning of the year. A lot of people outside the program thought, you know, he's got Peterson. He could start her. He's got other people maybe that he could start to put into that spot. But other than when she was injured and couldn't play, you have never wavered off of Braylee for that number five spot. And then last night, she scores her first double-figure game ever as a Lady Tiger with 10 points. Talk about her and what she means to your team and how you use her and how that works.
Braylee Chastain is a rare kid in today's world. I've said this before. You go back to her sophomore year, she was playing JV. I'm going to start with that. How many sophomores in today's world would stick with something when they don't play varsity basketball as a sophomore? That's rare, because right now in today's world, if I don't play varsity as a freshman, if I don't play varsity as a sophomore, I'm either going to quit or I'm going to transfer. Braylee stayed the course. And last year she didn't start the first couple games. Kyra Kaiser gets hurt. Braylee Chastain steps into that role and just thrives. The reason I have not wavered from Braylee is she is our glue. She is what holds these pieces together. I can put her in any position on the floor and call any set that we have, and Braylee Chastain knows what she's supposed to do. And she has an amazing knack when we put her down in that dunker spot before rotating to the open spot where our kids can find her on a dump down. And I don't know what she's shooting. I haven't looked at stats, overall stats, but she was at 70-something percent.
I think she's right at 70.
And anytime you have someone who can take 2, 3, 4 shots every game, hit 70% of them, and add 6 or 8 points the other teams might not expect you to get, that's just a huge bonus. She is just, I have to be honest, I have a lot of favorite players in my time that I've coached. My favorite players, meaning kids that work hard, kids that have a right attitude, kids that, and Braylee Chastain would be in my foxhole. If I had to go in a foxhole and fight with someone, I would trust Braylee Chastain. Just love that kid. Love what she brings to this team. Love how she bought into her role. She could have spent a year and a half bucking that role and trying to get something bigger. She's just embraced it. And as a result, we're sitting where we are right now.
It's funny because she will not touch the ball for 3 or 4 possessions, right? The ball doesn't have to go through her. Occasionally, it pops over her as you're running your sets. And everybody forgets about her, and include me in that group. And the next thing you know, we're passing the ball, and you're like, where are they throwing it to? Oh, Braylee. There's Braylee all by herself, because opponents' defenses forget about her too, because they're so worried about the other 4 girls.
You know, I would ask this question to anybody who plays basketball. How often would you sprint 90 feet, full sprint, not knowing if you're going to get an opportunity to touch a basketball in transition? And the thing I love about Braylee is, in our transition offense, she will rim run and sprint the floor every single time, and she might not touch the basketball. And most of the time, kids who don't touch a basketball after sprinting, I mean, it's human nature. If I'm not rewarded for my effort, you're probably not going to get the same effort next time. But not true with Braylee. She will sprint the floor every single time in hopes of it's that one time that she's going to catch a transition pass and score. Same thing with the rotations on the baseline. It would be easy for her to get lazy on that baseline and not rotate one time going, I haven't touched it in 4 possessions. She doesn't. Just love that kid and how her effort never changes. And when I ask this question, it's a rhetorical question, but Braylee gives me an answer with her effort every time. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? I mean, are you willing to just keep sprinting when you don't know where the finish line is in some of this? And Braylee will sprint every single time. She just loved that kid. And like I said, what she brings to this team, she is our glue. And that's not an insult to Abby Peterson. That's not an insult to Kyra Kaiser. That's not an insult to any kid. She holds us together and allows the other people to do what they do because she does what she does.
The rematch tonight with Northridge. You went up there in early January, less than a month ago, and you beat them 60-44. Jocelyn Bricker had an outrageous first quarter, 5 3-pointers, 17 points. You got a 10-point lead after the quarter. Northridge made one little push in the third quarter, got it down to, I don't know, 6 or 8, and were never able to really get over the hump. They shot poorly from 3-point range in their home gym. You end up with a 60-44 win. What do you remember about that game? And does any of that translate into what you expect to happen tonight?
You know, one, I'm going to start off with, we beat Northridge in the regular season last year on our court, went up there and lost a sectional game. Beating them in regular season means nothing to us right now, except we know that they're going to come give us their best shot, because in their mind, they beat us last year in regular season. We can go beat them in sectional. That's what they're thinking. They've also shot well in our gym for 3 games. They're comfortable in our gym. They've been here enough. You counter that with, we haven't lost in our gym this year. A lot of stories on the side that, as a coach, I don't even want to get into. What I remember about that game is obviously Bricker going off for all those points in the first quarter, ending up with, I think she had 27. But That was the game that Braylee Chastain was hurt. We found out that morning. We plug Abby Peterson in. Abby Peterson's now a rim run. Not ideal because all of a sudden the pieces that we put together for 18 games, 15 games, whatever it was, aren't what they used to be. And when you find out in the morning of your biggest conference game that you're not going to have a kid like Braylee, you immediately go into a panic. But Abby Peterson stepped in, did a great job. But what I probably remember most is our fight and how we withstood Winchester playing about 12 minutes because she was in foul trouble and she had 2 points, and Brooke Zartman only getting 8. If you would have told me Winchester is going to play 12 minutes and get 2 points, Zartman's only going to get 8, and you're not going to have Braylee Chastain, and you're still going to win by 16 at Northridge, I would have said not happening. So I love the fight that our kids showed up there, and I'm anxious to see how we respond tonight in a more pressure-filled atmosphere, sectional championship on the line. Logic says Winchester can't play 12 minutes again. Zartman can't get 8 points, but logic doesn't apply in this situation. We all know that. It very well could happen again, but we are prepared. We're ready to go. We've been preparing for this moment for the last year, and I think the kids are excited for an opportunity to win a sectional championship for their community on their home court.
It's been literally just over a year since that sectional game up at Northridge. Can you guess how many times you have mentioned that game, written that score up on the whiteboard, had it come up in conversation? How much have you brought it up, and how much have they brought that game up going back to last year?
How many days did you say was in between that game and today?
About 400.
Okay, then 400 times. I promise you it's gone through my mind. I made a commitment to these kids that I would do everything in my power not to let them feel that way again. And I'm determined to make sure I give them the opportunity not to feel that way again. Ultimately, they have to put the ball in the basket. Ultimately, they have to play defense. But my goal is to put them in a position that they have an opportunity to never feel that way again, because they were absolutely crushed. And I know they have used that as fire. They've used it as fuel to prepare for this upcoming season. And you've seen a ton of improvement. I want them to experience the reward of their hard work. And that's what we're after tonight. Not a lot of sleep last night because I want to make sure I'm not the one that lets them down. I can sleep later, but by golly, like I said, I'm excited for the girls tonight to see what they can do.
I'm pretty sure there's a guy up in Middlebury who didn't sleep a lot last night either, because they stayed and watched most of that game. And so I'm sure neither one of you slept very much last night. It's going to be quite an atmosphere tonight. Hopefully everything works out and we could get the game in again. At the moment, the game is still at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll be on the air at 5:40 on News Now Warsaw. We will see you in the Tiger Den tonight, sir.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs and the Warsaw Lady Tigers for a sectional championship tonight. Hope to see you there. If you want to get tickets, you can go online to warsaw-tigers.com. Find the sectional preview story. There is a link in that story, the third link, which is for tonight's game. And if the game isn't played tonight, it's played on a different day, then you will have your tickets will still be good for Monday. When we come back, Matt Moore is on tape this week. We interviewed him yesterday for today's show. You'll hear that coming up next. The news about Luke Bricker, not good, and he'll fill us in on that. Coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
You see a foggy window. We see condensation between the panes plus higher energy bills. For a brighter day, a more comfortable home, and lower utility bills, have a Glass Doctor specialist install new extended life high-quality insulated panes. All for less than you might think. To see how quick and easy it is for us to replace insulated glass windows, visit glassdoctor.com today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Hi, this is Dr. Mitch Reinholt with Reinholt & Palmer Eye Care Associates. For over 40 years, our family-owned optometry practice has been a trusted part of the community. Come meet our dedicated team of doctors, including Joseph Palmer, Rachel Johnson, Brad Basham, and myself. We provide comprehensive eye care, from providing glasses to the treatment of glaucoma and macular degeneration. For all of your eye care needs, we have you covered. We are open Monday through Friday and select Saturdays by appointment. At Reinholt & Palmer Eye Care Associates, your vision is our priority.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Coach, first of all, congratulations on getting a share of the conference championship. Getting a share is how you started here, and it's where you guys are this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting thing this year. Even like that year, my first year, the league is extremely good. There's a lot of really good coaches and a lot of really good players, and we've been able to kind of weather that storm and be here on the other side of it with a game to go, with a chance to win it outright. And that's a testament to our kids and our staff and just the process we've gone through.
Thursday night's game was very strange on a lot of levels. Your guys got off to a terrific start. And then Luke gets hurt in the second quarter, and it just really took the starch out of everything.
Yeah, I mean, that's the unique thing about sports, right, is, you know, you go in and you train and you prep and you do all the things the right way, and then injuries happen. And whether that's, you know, Drew Sullivan in football, whether that's, you know, the quarterback a couple years ago, Curtis in football, whether that's Carson, whether that's Jackson Gould, whether that's Luke, like, you know, kids that do things the right way sometimes get hurt, and that's part of competition. And so we feel in many ways at a loss, but at the same time, like, there's season to play, and our job is to bring our guys together and kind of look at where we're at and what we can still do. And I think there's a lot of opportunity there for guys to step in and grow. And I don't think it changes our goal and our destination is to, you know, win sectional four. And we've got a six-game season coming up, and our focus is to get ready in that six-game season.
I know we don't know a lot of details yet, but you're working under the assumption that you're not going to have him back.
Yeah, I mean, I think you plan for those things, and if you get better news, you know, you adjust from there. But I think also that puts guys in a position. It's not necessarily someone has to come in and do and overtake all the things that Luke did for us. I think, you know, we have an identity defensively. We have an identity offensively. We have a number of guys that have led us in many categories throughout the season. And I think we just got to shore up the things that we have belief in that make us the team to beat still in the sectional. And so, you know, maybe in some ways we come in as the underdog now without our top guy, and in some people's opinion. But I think all in all, our kids are going to be resilient. We're going to bounce back, and we're going to be able to move forward the way we need to.
This is such an interesting group that you're coaching this year. And we have talked often about how they're almost shy, very quiet guys. Does that make it harder to deal with these late season injuries because you don't have a lot of rah-rah guys down in that huddle?
You know, I think the thing that I've seen from the group is the, in the inner webbings of their connectedness. And, you know, when Carson goes down at Elkhart, you know, our guys are concerned, all of them. The guys in his class, the guys under him, and then you have guys visiting him at the house, and then same thing with Luke. Like, guys are concerned for Luke. Not guys aren't, you know, celebrating their own opportunities going to grow or anything. Like, they're concerned for the person, and I think that's the thing that is the rallying cry that we've seen, at least, is, I mean, it matters to all of them, and being a part of this thing, and we know that, you know, this has been a journey for all of us, and the thing that isn't lost on me is that at some point, this thing's going to end for all of us, right? And so it is enjoyable to see, you know, our staff come together around Ryan and our players come together around Luke. And that's ultimately kind of why you're doing what you're doing. We want to win games in the process, but it's the brotherhood of being part of this thing that is sports. And, you know, I'm excited to see what can come from this, because there's going to be something, right? And I think that's the thing that we want our guys to understand is, I've said it for 5 years, you got to get good at doing hard things well. Well, we're going through some hard things right now, and so we're going to be measured by how we go through that.
Can you express, and if the answer is no, it's totally okay, can you express in words how much more difficult Thursday night was having Ryan on the staff and have him trying to deal with everything that he was going through as a dad and as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you just can't. You can't put into words, because I think he does such a fantastic job of, and he's done this for years. It's who he is. It's pouring into the group, right? And there are a lot of people that, you know, as parents, we've seen it, and it's human nature that, you know, you're gonna position your kin over others, and he just does not do that. I mean, he's as good as I've seen at just kind of living out the representation of what you want in someone who is a youth coach, and he does a fantastic job that way. And it's, I'm sure there are nights where it's difficult, as we all have been there, of coaching your kids and trying to navigate all that goes into that. But, you know, we just feel for him, because it's not just this season that you look at and go, man, like, you know, what could be or what could have been. It's also, you know, the 10 years prior of the investment of coaching those guys at Jefferson and seeing those guys at Lakeview and seeing them come through together and all the summers. And all, that for us as old guys, that's what we see. And all of a sudden, in a snap of a fingers, you know, some of that's, you know, surfacing, right, in the reality of that. So, yeah, I mean, we just feel for him and the family and the group in general, because even the families that have gone on that journey with the Brickers has been a lot of people. So, you know, we're praying for the best, and we're hoping that, you know, something out of this is going to be evident, and we're here for it.
And in the meantime, the games keep coming. And a road trip down to Marion for Tuesday. You talked about other guys having opportunities now. What do you need to see from those guys? And are you going to ask more of guys like Brant and Robbie in the meantime?
Yeah, I think the important thing is for guys to understand that, you know, we're the team to beat. I mean, we're the defending sectional champion. We're the current we're in the driver's seat for the conference to win it outright. We're the team that teams have to come get, and I don't think that changes. I think it's in our mindset and its approach. Carson is still the tip of the spear for us, and he's going to be back. And I think that thrust of return for him when that time comes, I think it will give guys some confidence. So I think that's an important thing. I think, you know, Parker's emergence in the last month has been very important. I think our bench guys in general have done a really nice job. Reed's voice is continuing to be enthusiastic, and we need his grit and toughness. And Drew Sullivan, I thought, did a fantastic job in the minutes he got. But I also think there's opportunity there for someone like Drew Jones, who he has a lot of physical tools. He just hasn't had those reps. And we're probably going to put him in a position now to kind of try to see what we can get from him. That's an unknown thing that no team has seen yet, and we really haven't been able to unpack that either. So obviously Brant and Robbie are going to have to carry some load, but it's not different than what they've done. They've done a fantastic job of living inside of what we've asked of them. And now we're probably going to ask more of them, and that doesn't always mean scoring. It means a lot of things. And so I'm hopeful that our guys, as we get through some distance of this you know, setback, we can kind of reestablish of, we have a 6-game season coming up. You know, we're going to go down to Marion, and that's going to be our prep for Elkhart. They're going to be athletic. They're going to be ready to go. We're going to be on the road at their gym. That's very much an Elkhart sectional opponent. And so, you know, the Harrison game is very much going to be what the Northridge game could be like. They're well coached. They're going to come in on a hot streak. They've got a really great player and a really good piece. So we have some things that I think line up really well with where we want to go. But we can't keep looking in the rear view. We're going to move forward. We got season to play, and I think our guys are going to respond well to that.
that is the common thread running through what's left in your schedule. Most of your teams are of that tall, long, athletic group.
Yeah, and that's a great challenge. I think the thing that we have to really lock in on right now, if you ask me, like, each side of the ball, what do you have to really get better at? I think defensively right now, we've got to really anchor down in our rebounding. Like, I thought the Mishawaka game was a game, even the Elkhart game a little bit, where we're starting to get driven a little bit more one-on-one. We've got to do a much better job in our one-on-one defense once teams puncture the zone and those types of things. But our rebounding is going to allow us to do a better job of playing in transition. That's kind of number one for us. And then offensively, I think just continuing to understand that our shot selections matter, but we probably need to get more basket area attacks. We've got to get Brant in the post, get Robbie in the post, get other guys, you know, easier looks earlier in the game. And I think our threes will come. I think Parker's a guy that obviously has shown that he's capable of making threes, and you know, that is a substitute in some ways for Luke. But I think we've got some tools in our tool belt that we're going to be able to utilize. I don't think there's a lot of changes we have to make. I just think it's some reassurance with our guys that, hey, we have everything we need. We just got to make sure the improvements continue to grow.
Do you feel like at this point now you become almost more of a mental, emotional coach than you do actually an X's and O's coach?
Yeah, I mean, that's always part of this thing called coaching. And, you know, you teach basketball and you coach people. And you're trying to coach 17-year-olds through an emotional moment, right? And that's the piece of this thing that a lot of people, when they come to games, whether they come as a fan or a parent or just a common, I don't have anything to do tonight, they leave there, you know, in that 90 minutes going, well, we should have done this or we should have done that. And that's such a small part of being a coach in any sport, because you're dealing with emotions, you're dealing with a lot of moving parts. It's not just, you know, run this play. You know, we stay here after the games and we talk for another 2 hours and rehash. And a lot of it isn't about the plays. It's about the people. So I think for us, it's kind of reestablishing just a reassurance that, first of all, in the off season, from a skill standpoint, all of these guys have put in time. And because of that, it means they're equipped right now to be better. It's not as if I'm asking them to go in the next 3 weeks to become better ball handlers. Like, they've already acquired the things that we need. It's how we put those things now to use that I think our guys need to have confidence in to be able to move forward. And then you're going to start seeing some of that bend don't break mentality. Like, we're going to probably have some closer games now. And so can we withstand some of that when that comes our way?
Okay. Hang in there.
Yeah. No, looking forward to it. This is it doesn't change the group, and that's the fun thing. It's a fantastic group to coach, and I'm excited to kind of see how they respond to what's ahead for us.
Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers. When we come back, the Tiger Sports Diary here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
When your home needs a fresh look, visit Brower's Furniture and Flooring in Warsaw. Brower's huge showroom features an extensive selection of flooring products, including inviting carpet, luxury vinyl, ceramic flooring, laminate, tile, and more. Brower's even does backsplashes and custom walk-in showers. Brower's has been serving the community for over 50 years, and their team of flooring experts work with you to create stunning spaces in your home. Brower's Furniture and Flooring, 3333 East Center Street in Warsaw.
This is David Garris from Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Even though we've grown to over 90 people with 5 locations over the last 30 years, we're still a family-owned business with a pledge from our family to serve your family with honesty and expertise. As a Bryant Factory Authorized dealer, we pledge to do whatever it takes to serve you best. Fix your furnace, upgrade your AC, or take care of that pesky plumbing issue. We're here for you at Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Go with the flow with Flotec. Online at flotecpnh.com.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, now is the time.
President's Day mattress sales going on now at Reinhold's Town Square Furniture in Warsaw and Reinhold's Furniture and Mattresses in Columbia City. Save up to an additional $400 on adjustable mattress sets from Sealy, $500 from Tempur-Pedic, and $800 from Stearns & Foster. You'll find comfort, pressure relief, and better rest when you visit Reinhold's in Warsaw and Columbia City. Your friends in the furniture and mattress business.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's start with boys wrestling, who won their first sectional championship in 14 years. Going back to 2011, last Saturday at the Plymouth Sectional, is placed in the tournament. Warsaw had two individual champions, a freshman at 106, Andrew Hankins, and a senior at 165, Danny Moon. Hankins went 3-0 with two pins and knocked off the top two seeds to earn his championship. Moon was also 3-0 with two pins and picked up a late match takedown in the finals for his championship. Four other Tigers wrestled in the finals and finished as runners-up. Gabe Veit at 126, Casey Smith at 132, Xander Moore at 157, Cameron Kaufman in the heavyweight division. Each went 2-1 on the day. Warsaw scored massive points in the consolation rounds and placement matches to open up a lead that turned out to be insurmountable. Heading into the finals, three Tiger wrestlers finished in third. Elijah Martinez went 3-1 with two pins and a tech fall at 120. Leo Castro did the same at 144. Noah Wilkins had a 3-1 record at 190 with three pins. Warsaw's other advancing wrestler was Ethan Crawford, who went 2-2 to take fourth place at 113. Three Tigers will be alternates for today's regional. Alex Viejo had a pin and a tech fall for a 2-2 record and finished fifth at 138. Liam Smith and Beckham Boylan both had to earn an extra win to enter the eight-man bracket. Smith was 3-2, and Boylan was 3-2 with three pins at 215. Enrique Silva also went 2-2 for the day, had to withdraw because of an injury. And again, the format's a little different for these last shows of the winter sports season. We don't wait until the end to preview all the teams. So the wrestling regional is at Rochester today with the advancers from the sectional at Plymouth and the advancers from the Mishawaka sectional coming together, hoping to move on to the semi-state next Saturday. The boys swimming team competed in their NLC meet at Northridge last Saturday. These are all the events from the finals. The Warsaw 200-yard medley relay team of Josh Warner, Michael Webster, Kalen Swinehart, and Diego Manwaring finished in second. In the 200 free, Griffin Brown was second, Jonah Potter was seventh, and Cole Parrott came in 15th. In the 200 IM, Brady James was seventh, Michael Webster 9th, and Philip Boston 13th. In the men's 50 free, Diego Manwaring was second by 17 hundredths of a second at 22.53. Winning time was 22.36. Ethan Farrar came in third at 22.60. So he finished third, and he was only 24 hundredths of a second off the winning pace. Matias Nebiya finished in 12th for the Tigers. In the diving pool, in the diving well, Warsaw finished 1-2. Ian Parrott with a conference diving championship score and a record score of 552.15 to get 20 points for the Tigers. He breaks the old meet record and the pool record of 547.85. Skylar Kretsch came in second for Warsaw. So again, the Tigers with 37 points in the diving well for the conference championship. In the men's 100-yard butterfly, Griffin Brown was third, Josh Warner sixth, and Cole Parrott 16th. In the 100 freestyle, Kalen Swinehart was second, and Grayson Waldo came in 12th. In the 500 free, Jonah Potter was sixth, Matias Nebiya was 11th, and Logan Miller was 12th. In the 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Kalen Swinehart, Ethan Farrar, Brady James, and Griffin Brown came in third. In the 100 backstroke, Diego Manwaring was sixth, Josh Warner ninth, and Grayson Waldo was 13th. Warsaw had two in the final. In the 100 breaststroke, Kalen Swinehart was fifth and Michael Webster seventh. And Brady James in the B final finished in ninth. In the 400 free relay, Warsaw's team of Griffin Brown, Josh Warner, Ethan Farrar, and Matthias Nebeia finished in fourth. And that brings us to the final scoring. Northridge wins the conference in their home water with a score of 406. Wallace C was second with 384. Warsaw right behind in third with a score of 377. The girls competed in the sectional prelims in the Tiger Aquatic Center. And it's not called that. It's called the Warsaw Community Pool, but it just sounds better with the Tiger Aquatic Center. So the prelims were on Thursday. Finals are today. In the prelims of the 200 medley relay, Warsaw's team of Elisa Aztiz, Sydney McCammon, Haley Strange, and Matilda Granger finished in third. In the girls' 200 freestyle, Anna Stevens was first at 201.85. Claxton Gibson finished in fifth. Lucy Ray was ninth. In the girls' 200 IM, Brooke Shimasaki had the fast time in the prelims with a time of 225.19, while Sydney McCammon was sixth and Elisa Aztiz was seventh, so they'll have three in the A final today and a chance to score a lot of points there. In the girls' 50 free, Anna Stevens was third and Caitlin Brown was eighth and Veronica Smith was 15th. In the girls' 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki finished tied for third with a time of 103.68. Haley Strange was sixth, and Anna Campbell came in 13th. In the girls' 100 freestyle, Matilda Granger was fourth, Caitlin Brown was 12th, and Veronica Smith 14th. In the 500 free, Sydney McCammon was second, Claxton Gibson was fourth, Claire Corson came in 7th. In the 200 free relay, Warsaw's team of Brooke Shimasaki, Veronica Smith, Matilda Granger, and Caitlin Brown second through the prelims, so they have a spot right in the middle of the pool heading into the final today. In the girls' 100 backstroke, Elisa Aztiz was 7th in the prelims, Claire Corson was 10th, and Madison Nunez was 14th. In the girls' 100 breaststroke, Haley Strange was 8th, Lucy Ray 9th, Anna Campbell finished in 12th. In the 400 free relay, Warsaw's team of Veronica Smith, Matilda Granger, Sydney McCammon, and Gibson Claxton finished in second in the prelims. So again, they'll have a good spot in the middle of the pool. That brings us to the current today. The girls basketball team, of course, playing for a sectional championship. We believe that is still on for tonight. We have not heard to the contrary. So that is a 6 o'clock tip-off in the Tiger Den. You can go to the article on this story at warsaw-tigers.com, and there is a link to buy your tickets. The tip-off is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Our news time is 5:40 on News Now Warsaw. Also going on today, of course, the boys' wrestling regional at Rochester, and the gymnastic team is at Lakeland High School for their invitational, and that starts at 11 a.m. On Monday, the gymnasts are back on the road at Huntington North at 6:30. Tuesday, the boys' basketball team is at Marion, actually all three of them, and all three games are in Bill Green Arena. The freshman game at 5 o'clock. The JV will follow that, and the varsity will have the court after the JV game. We'll do the JV and the varsity on the radio starting at 5:55 on News Now Warsaw. Wednesday, the gymnastics are in a three-way meet at Plymouth against LaPorte and Plymouth. Thursday, the freshman boys basketball team hosts the first round of the NLC tournament. That will start at 6 o'clock, and that will be in the Tiger Den. And then on Friday, the boys basketball team's JV and varsity on the road at Plymouth. They will play at The Rock for a Northern Lakes Conference championship outright at 6:15 against Plymouth, and our airtime will be at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. If Warsaw wins tonight over Northridge or Monday or whenever they get the game in, they would play Saturday in the regional, side to be determined. They'll play the winner of the LaPorte Regional, which we all anticipate to be South Bend, Washington. They barely squeaked by Penn this week, so there is great hope there for the Lady Tigers if they can win tonight and win their sectional championship, and it would be their first sectional championship since 2015. Next Saturday, the wrestling team will be at East Chicago for the semi-state. The members that advance, the gymnastics team is at Angola for their invitational next week, and the track and field team will be in the T-Rack for the Tiger Showcase number 2 starting at 9 a.m. The all-conference swim and dive results have been announced, so the members of the all-conference team have been announced. Tatiksha Gorhe from Warsaw is a first-teamer. Anna Stevens of Warsaw also on the first team. Sophia Stewart in the diving well also is a first-team selection for the Lady Tigers. And Brooke Shimasaki was honorable mention. Warsaw finished fourth with 5-2 record in the all-around competition and 286 points in the NLC championship meet. For wrestling, Warsaw has Danny Moon as a first-team all-conference at 157 and Cameron Kaufman at 285. And Warsaw finished in fifth in the NLC with a 4-3 record and a fifth-place finish at the conference meet. That brings you up to the current. We will come back and wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
This is the lesson of Sleepy Boy.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Man, he looks terrible.
I lost my head.
What happened?
I was tired and not thinking clearly when I took out my auto loan.
Man, you got to be careful or you're going to pay too much. There's interest rates. You gotta
I know!
He needs to get his head back.
He needs R&B Car Company.
RBCarCompany.com.
Hey, what's up, Chuck?
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. As you probably know, our physical office is in Warsaw, Indiana, but did you know we practice extensively in the surrounding counties as well? If you reside in Elkhart, Noble, Whitley, Fulton, Wabash, or Marshall counties, our attorneys have experience in active cases in all of those counties as well. We can help you with your personal injury, family law, criminal, and many of the most common legal needs. To schedule an appointment in person or by telephone, call 574-267-6116 for an appointment. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
As the original tax experts, H&R Block puts 70 years of tax knowledge to work for you, guaranteeing accuracy and your max refund or your money back. Can those other tax guys up the street say the same? Walk in or make an appointment today and get the expertise you need this tax season at H&R Block.
This is Vicki Wilson from your locally owned H&R Block offices on Walton Boulevard and Commerce Drive.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Krebs for joining us this morning in the studio. Thanks to Coach Moore for being available to yesterday so that we could record that interview. That allows him to spend a morning with his family. And so anytime we can do that, we try to do that with the coaches and help them out. Thanks to all the sponsors. Thanks especially to R&B Car Company for being our title sponsor. And thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Again, at this moment, the girls' basketball game for tonight is still on schedule at 6 o'clock for the tip-off. Our airtime is 5:40 on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com. And also on the News Now Warsaw app, and also the Tiger Broadcast Network tonight on YouTube, so you can watch the game and listen to our call. And we thank the people at Button Timmons Construction for making that possible for this evening. So that's what's going on. Again, we expect within the next couple of hours, we start to see precipitation. Probably will start as snow, then change over to rain and freezing rain after that. And then after that, it's any combination of snow, rain, freezing rain, sleet. We just don't know what we're going to get. Depends on how this thing tracks. Right now, we're going to get it. So what does that mean for later? We don't know. We could get postponed to Monday. We may play it. May play it later, you know, maybe back in the evening. We don't know yet. We'll just have to be flexible. How do you know what's happening? Go to the, if you're on Facebook, if that's your primary social media source, go on Facebook and like the Warsaw Athletic Department Facebook page, okay? If you're more of an X person, formerly known as Twitter, that's fine too. Warsaw Athletics has its own Twitter. Search Warsaw Tigers, and you will find the Warsaw Athletics page. And if that, you know, also I will be doing stuff on my own Facebook page, on my own Twitter page, so you can follow me on Twitter, on X, at Roger Grossman 1, and just search for me on Facebook, and we will keep you updated on what is happening. Again, most likely, well, I don't even want to say it, so I'll just stop right there. We're hoping to get the game in tonight, and that's where we will stand with that. Have a great afternoon. Be safe, everyone, and hopefully we'll see you at the Tiger Den tonight.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.